Read this chapter every day. The Lord desires me to call the attention of His people to the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Read this chapter every day, and from it obtain comfort and strength. Learn from it the value that God places on sanctified, heaven-born love, and let the lesson that it teaches come home to your hearts. Learn that Christ-like love is of heavenly birth, and that without it all other qualifications are worthless. An expression of obedience. In the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul defines true Christ-like love. This chapter is an expression of the obedience of all who love God and keep His commandments. It is brought into action in the life of every true believer. God holds the balances. It is not the ready speaker, the sharp intellect, that counts with God. It is the earnest purpose, the deep piety, the love of truth, the fear of God, that has a telling influence. A testimony from the heart, coming from lips in which is no guile, full of faith and humble trust, though given by a stammering tongue, is accounted of God as precious as gold, while the smart speech, the eloquent oratory, of the one to whom is entrusted large talents, but who is wanting in truthfulness, in steadfast purpose, in purity, in unselfishness, are as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He may say witty things, he may relate amusing anecdotes, he may play upon the feelings, but the Spirit of Jesus is not in it. All these things may please unsanctified hearts, but God holds in His hands the balances that weigh the words, the spirit, the sincerity, the devotion, and He pronounces it altogether lighter than vanity. See. Mysteries to be unfolded in heaven, but many mysteries yet remain unrevealed. How much that is acknowledged to be truth is mysterious and unexplainable to the human mind. How dark seem the dispensations of providence. What necessity there is for implicit faith and trust in God's moral government. We are ready to say with Paul, how unsearchable are His judgments, and His ways past finding out. We are not now sufficiently advanced in spiritual attainments to comprehend the mysteries of God. But when we shall compose the family of heaven, these mysteries will be unfolded before us. Of the members of that family John writes, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. Then much will be revealed in explanation of matters upon which God now keeps silence because we have not gathered up and appreciated that which has been made known of the eternal mysteries. The ways of providence will be made clear, the mysteries of grace through Christ will be unfolded. That which the mind cannot now grasp, which is hard to be understood, will be explained. We shall see order in that which has seemed unexplainable, wisdom in everything withheld, goodness and gracious mercy in everything imparted. Truth will be unfolded to the mind, free from obscurity, in a single line, and its brightness will be endurable. The heart will be made to sing for joy. Controversies will be forever ended, and all difficulties will be solved. The signs of the times, January 30, 1912. Love, the most valued attribute, the attribute that Christ appreciates most in man is charity, love, out of a pure heart. This is the fruit borne upon the Christian tree. A plant of heavenly origin, love is a plant of heavenly origin, and if we would have it flourish in our hearts, we must cultivate it daily. Mildness, gentleness, long-suffering, not being easily provoked, bearing all things, enduring all things, these are the fruits upon the precious tree of love.